Etsy is the online crafts marketplace where you can buy everything from glow-in-the-dark toe rings to handmade coffee tables. And tomorrow, it's going public. Etsy says it will retain its homespun approach despite the demands of Wall Street. NPR's Arthi Shahani takes a look at the clash of cultures and whether Etsy's do-it-yourselfers are keeping the faith.
So I can't actually get inside, but I am standing in front of Etsy headquarters in Dumbo. That's down under the Manhattan Bridge overpass. You can kind of hear the trains passing overhead. This is one of these neighborhoods they call up and coming, much like the company we're covering. Etsy employees are streaming out of the building, like this woman who's wearing a black sweatshirt with the word Etsy stenciled in script.
Can you do an interview with me?
No, I cannot.
Of course not. The company is in a legally binding quiet period, but the filing to securities regulators tells us some stuff about Etsy's intent. Lots of technology companies these days choose to stay private. Etsy says it needs more money for marketing. It's been largely word of mouth to date. Also for buying smaller companies, possibly competitors, for building better mobile apps, and moving into bigger digs.
I just had heard rumors about them taking over like an entire building, and yeah.
That's neighbor Chelsea Berry. It's got an unusual strategy, setting aside 5% of shares for its own members, the buyers and sellers on the site, and courting big investors who'll hold onto the stock, not just flip it. Now, the business media has mocked this IPO, calling it artisanal. But don't be fooled, Etsy is serious business.
One of the things that we really like about Etsy, we have a very high score in this company, is that the intrinsic model that they use is a very attractive model financially.
Rhett Wallace with Triton Research analyzes private companies. And by intrinsic model, he means Etsy doesn't have to buy products like a traditional retailer. The website is a platform that connects vendors and customers without requiring Etsy to hold on to inventory that could lose value or collect dust.
Their loss-making potential is significantly reduced.
And while Etsy is not turning a profit just yet, its revenue is growing. In 2014, it was $195 million, up 56% from the prior year. Wallace expects the company will be more profitable than many of the internet companies that are based on a so-called freemium model.
None of Etsy's users expect that they will be able to get goods on the Etsy marketplace without paying for them.
Wallace does worry that the marketplace for handmade goods isn't big enough, and Etsy will have to figure out new lines of business to make real money. The people who sell on Etsy have a different concern.
A company going public means that they're going to have to show constant growth or risk, share prices going down.
Seller Gideon Reddick, who makes furniture.
And that's something that happened with eBay that I saw when they went public.
The Etsy message boards are full of back and forth with this eBay comparison. Some sellers saying eBay got greedy, taking a bigger and bigger cut, slapping on new fees. Others pointing out eBay did grow, attracting more buyers. Etsy seller Elena Siff makes one-of-a-kind books using things like a cheese grater. And she says she's buying stock.
Oh, yes, I will buy stock, yes. I want to support what I'm part of. I feel like I'm in the Etsy family. I've been there for a long time.
It's a loyalty purchase. She's not sure it'll be a good investment. Arthi Shahani, NPR News, New York.